Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
We teased it before we left yesterday. There's a guy who got a health scare, but how he found out was the shocking part. And when I tell y'all this email came in, like, I immediately thought it was fake.
I mean, I still kind of do, to be honest with you.
But because, listen, we can't use his real name, obviously, so we're just going to call him Anonymous. But first off, Anonymous, thank you for trusting us enough to come on here, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, no, he backed out.
No.
Anonymous.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Anonymous is here. All right.
Good.
Hey. Thanks, guys. I'm sorry.
No, thank you for trusting us to come on here.
Yeah. Thank you. And, appreciate you, being open.
So.
I was glad you didn't back out.
Yeah. Well.
No.
And once everybody hears why, they'll understand. Take us back, Anonymous. What happened? And this is a real kind of eye-opener for some people. Really, really is.
Well, let me start. Well, I'm divorced, and I've been single a while. Can't be too descriptive, but it's not exactly flattering. Anyway, I started talking to this woman online a few months ago.
Uh-oh.
What happened? Did it turn out to be a man? I'm just kidding. Like, so you met this woman online, you're talking, and then, yeah.
You know, things got kind of flirty.
Yeah, there it is. Right.
And, one night, we all make dumb decisions in our lives. I made a dumb decision.
Yeah. And when you say a dumb decision, was like alcohol or drugs involved or just loneliness since you're in?
I mean, honestly, both.
Well, that was actually three things. It was drugs, alcohol, and loneliness.
It's a deadly combination.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it really is. That's how every episode of Dateline starts. It really does. You started off with some J-Mo.
Yeah, and there was a body in the trunk, but how did it get there?
So I sent her a picture.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Of what? Your ding-a-ling?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Hang on a second. Did she ask to see it, or like, did it just...
No, she did not.
Okay. So you sent her an unsolicited photo?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
I don't even know what to think. Kind of got a little jump scare on that one.
It is kind of a weird thing. Well, that's what those combinations of loneliness, drugs, and alcohol will do. So you're just talking with this woman online. You send her a photo of you naked. And... God, do you imagine she opened that phone like she got a damn Amber Alert?
Look, guys, I know. It's stupid. I regret it.
Yeah. So walk us through this. What does she say? What's the health scare and all that?
Well, it's got weird because she worked at a hospital.
So Anonymous, though. Nurses are freaks.
True, and she's probably seen worse.
Like right now.
Ew.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, that ain't comforting at all.
No.
So
at first she didn't answer for like 20 minutes, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah. Well, you're having that post-picture clarity where you're like, God bless it, I shouldn't have done this.
Probably pacing around the house.
Yeah.
And she messages me back, okay? She says, how long have you had that dark spot?
God, what?
I had no idea what she was talking about.
Oh, dang it. Hang on a second. Can you hang on a second? Is that possible?
Sure.
Okay.
I just don't want to get too far into it, like, right here.
Oh, yeah.
We just don't have time.
Well, yeah, but that sounds like so, like, manufactured. Like, right when he tells us what the dark spot was.
Yeah.
The break.
God, just happened to work out that way, but...
Yeah.
Hang on, well...
I need to know what kind of shape it is.
See, and I knew you'd ask
a question. If it's irregular, then I can see why she flagged that and
You get curious, don't you? Like, you don't open them, but I know you know when you get them, you got to get curious what they look like.
Well, I've looked for, I don't know, since I can see why she did that.
You open them, don't you? You got, why would you not?
Well, she would, I mean, that's how she would know that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got so many.
Like, I just want to say this. If a woman out of the blue that I was talking to, and I did, just sent me a picture of her vagina just out of the blue, that's kind of wild. Like, that's just kind of wild.
Yeah, it is, but would you be, like, you wouldn't be offended like a woman would, right? Like, oh, no, I'm turned off this
place. No, I mean, I don't guess. But like,
like, hey, but, where's the rest of it?
Am I weird because I've never done that?
You've never sent, no.
I've never even sent that to my husband.
What if the angle is up so you see that, but you kind of see like a boob in the background too?
God. Oh, no.
Like it's just laying down.
Remember the thing that somebody showed us on Facebook Marketplace, and it was the woman selling that mirror? You could see her ass in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Behind her? God bless. Who's walks around butt naked said, I need to sell some stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Let's take photos. Butt ass naked. Okay, when we come back, we will get this. He will continue to tell us this story. Of this health scary guy. I am very interested in this. Normally,
yeah.
This is a lot of questions, like, you know.
Yeah, yes.
Why'd you even do it?
I'm concerned. I mean, any kind of thing, like a blister or some kind of dark spot, I'd be concerned.
Well,
about.
I mean, you think about this. If you...
blister.
Yeah, that's herpes.
Fat boy, when you go number one, do you ever hold yourself in a different position? It's the same way, right?
Yes, it's pretty much the same every time.
Yeah. I'm going to come over and rough you up.
Man.
I'm the biggest wuss ever when it comes to gross pictures, and Paige decides to.
God.
And she loves, and, you know, I get it. She loves when...
I don't love
when she
that.
Can twist those gears, you know.
The cockles.
She's sitting there showing me pictures of genital warts on her phone.
Then guess what? She goes, look at this. To me. She's going to show me, too.
You wanted to see a copy of it, though. I've, like, grossed out by it.
But you already were working with the situation, so.
I am working.
I'm so sorry.
I'm presently working with the situation.
Will you accept my apology for that?
I do. Breakfast tomorrow will solve all that.
Okay.
Okay. So, we're talking to Anonymous. He sent a photo of himself naked to a girl that he was talking to online. She worked at a hospital, and then she said, correct me if I'm wrong, how long have you had that dark spot on your area?
I think this, yeah, that's about what it was.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right, Anonymous, welcome back, sir.
Yeah.
All right. First off, thank you for waiting patiently. I'm dying. Yes. I'm dying to figure this out, man. Because when I go to the bathroom in a minute, I'm gonna look at mine when I get in there and check things out. So she asked you about the God. I don't want this to be real bad. Is it real bad? Go ahead. Like, what was?
I don't want my tummy.
So. All right. So she says she showed one of her coworkers because she thought maybe it was something bad.
Okay. See, that's the weirdest part morally.
Yeah, because you feel like even though they're nurses or whatever, it's got to be some kind of violation, some HR thing.
Like,
right?
Somewhere, they're probably having like a Prisma meeting this morning. They're like, please stop diagnosing genitals from group chats, guys. Please.
Right.
Well,
it's not good.
But they both told me I seriously needed to get checked out.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Now, were. when you hear that, do you think they're just messing with you, trying to, you know?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I thought she was just trying to embarrass me.
I mean, look, it's a fair assumption, right. Especially if, you know, two of them are looking at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she kept saying she wasn't joking.
What does the spot look like?
I mean, just dark, weird shaped, and... I've had it for years, probably. I didn't know.
For years?
Yeah. Jeez. Is it growing?
I mean, it never hurt or anything. I mean,
see, that's how dudes are. Men will ignore something until a freaking finger falls off or something else.
Yeah, if nothing's on fire, you know, it's like, you know what, it'll pass. Walk
Meanwhile,
it off.
You have women, nothing against women, but they schedule like 12 appointments because they sneezed in a different way. They want to get a third, fourth opinion on that. I get it. They're smarter. They understand.
So anyways, I finally went to a dermatologist.
Yeah. And
they did a biopsy.
I mean, that's pretty terrifying if it was in that location.
Yeah, there's no way. A dermatologist. There's not a good way to hear the phrase, we're going to numb that area. I mean, there's not.
So the doctor called me back a few days later and said it was melanoma.
God, wow.
Oh, holy crap.
See, that whole thing changes right then and there. Right then and there.
Yeah. I mean, the doctor told me if I'd ignored it much longer, it could have spread.
See, that's very scary. That's very scary. And you never thought it was anything other than maybe like a birthmark, or I guess in that case, a girth mark.
No. I mean, and the craziest thing is I never would have looked at it otherwise. I mean.
Yes, you got your life saved over something you shouldn't have done, but you did.
True. This may be the first ever inspirational dicture story in history. That's what I call them. Dictures.
Yes. And a dicture, that's funny.
You like that?
Actually, but,
yeah, so what did they have to do, though, seriously?
They surgically removed it.
Oof.
Yeah. Moved what? Like,
they cut it out.
Boy, they ain't enough anesthesia on Earth for that. No, sir.
No, it wasn't pleasant.
You probably walked in the surgery looking like a hostage, all blindfolded, chain ganged in. But,
I mean, yeah, it sucked, but they got it all, and I'm totally fine now.
Good. Thank God, man, because the one story of the guy who had the cancer, he lost 4 inches out of his penis.
God.
And he had similar, what you had.
He had a negative number afterwards. That's good, though.
I mean, honestly,
at least you cut it in time and it didn't spread.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly embarrassing, but that woman probably saved my life.
Yeah. Did you tell? What a weird story, but text her back and say, hey, thanks for telling me about that blemish, because, you know.
Yeah. funny you say that. She said it was one of the weirdest conversations she's ever had. So.
Well, you know, imagine trying to explain that at work.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, how did you and, I know your name's not Tom, I'm saying, hey, how did you and Tom meet? Well, we met medically.
I mean, it would be a good movie, or a funny one at least.
Paige, you would watch that. Hallmark making a movie next Christmas about it.
Sure, I would.
Yeah, you'd watch that.
I like
seriously,
Christmas movies.
Like, all joking aside, there's probably dudes listening right now who would ignore, like, weird stuff like that because they're embarrassed, you know? And
well,
that's not saying...
You know, that was me.
Yeah.
And I figured, if it didn't hurt, it was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then you found out there's a difference between a mole and something that could be melanoma.
Yeah. Skin cancer, man, that stuff, it doesn't care where it shows up either. It'll get you.
Or like exactly. You know, even if something looks weird, you'll get it checked. You got to get it checked.
Yeah, it could save your life. But, you know, you might want to quit sending strangers pictures of your gimmick.
That's true.
Your penis schnill.
We don't want to lose the lesson there with your meat whistle.
okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, now you know.
Appreciate you coming on here with us this morning. Seriously, that's a big deal. Embarrassing as hell, but it worked out.
Yep.
Well, thanks, guys. I mean, listen, I listen to your show every morning since 2008.
Hey,
thank you.
You know, modern medicine thanks your penis for its service.
That's right.
Wow.
We salute it this morning. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, every nurse in the world is going to be getting pictures this morning. Hey, look at this. Tell me, is this anything?
Wouldn't she want to see it again afterwards? Just to, you know.
God.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I mean, you got to, right?
What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess.
I'm trying to think if he's, you know, sending the picture. Because it's all about the angle.
Yeah, but what... Okay, so I'll ask this with, like, dignity or whatever. So, like, the skin there is different than other skin. So if they took it, you know, they removed part of it, where did they graft the skin from?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know that the arteries in your heart are the same tissue structure is your anus.
It depends on if they go from the epidermis down into the, if they go into the dermis, where they would have to suture it. But if it's like on top layers of epidermis, it may just be like, you know, laser burn.
Now the other way.
Still though, you want to have a laser near your goober?
We can't help it. You want it? You don't want it to spread.
James Bond did it. What if you? What if you need eyelids and they like you know you're also uncut, so they got to take from there to get
oh
you.
Oh my
eyelids.
God! Fill the. Oh wow. Paige, feel your eyelid. Does it feel like a penis to you?
It's similar.
It's the
right?
same skin. Oh my
no,
God.
Not at all.
What if you need new lips? All right, look.
Very soft.
The only way we can give you lips is if we cut your gimmick.
Are you smoking a cigar over there? No.
Wow. Give me a kiss. No.
Goodness.
Golly, bum, man. Ow.
Well, if you didn't have one, you'd want to have one.
Yeah, but you don't have those parts. Does it still make you hurt to hear stories like that?
It does.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and I wouldn't say, I would first say go see your physician, and then they would refer you to where you need to go.
What if she did have that issue, like on the surface down there?
She or he?
You, in this example. You have that issue on the surface.
And I didn't know it. Somebody told me.
Well, that's not really a part you get replaced, right? So you would have to lose it.
Yeah.
But you'd be kind of whoppy jawed because you only got the one.
Whoppy jawed.
Better that than dead.
That's a new word. That's true.
Or you'd have to be, yeah.
Better be whoppy jawed than.
Whoppy jawed. Is that a new word you just came up with? Whoppy jawed?
I've heard it before, but it's usually in response to like somebody who's got like one boob is way bigger than the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that too. You can have plastic surgery and have a nipple made.
Yeah, but you couldn't have, like, you know.
Maybe you can do that, too. I don't know.
Let's just say you get a big Montana from Arby's and you lose a little bit of it. You can't go back to Arby's and get more.
I mean, maybe they can do
You'd
something.
Have to pay more.
Cadaver stuff.
Well, it depends on what you started. Do you start with a big Montana, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a good point, too. Do you want cadaver anything when it comes to that?
Yeah, also.
It's too cold.
A couple people online, I think. Think or on the text line rather think that skin cancer only comes from like being in the sun. They're wanting to know.
I did. That's where I thought it came from mainly. Your UV exposure.
I mean that is one of the biggest causes of you know cancer. But still, you can have cancer anywhere.
Could he have touched something and touched himself? I don't know how it starts down there. It's always dark. I mean, it is. Look, in your pants right now. It's not too much.
Well,
light
we
going
are
on
in
that.
The dark in here anyway. Paige, give me your nighttime light keys so I can.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All of them are taken. So now is the problem. Paige, you pick a number.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, or 4. And.
Let's go with number one. Is that okay?
Number one is Travis, who wants to comment on yesterday's. Oh, God.
Oh.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, you know, guys, I just want to say I almost didn't call.
Oh.
That's not good.
Yeah. Well, no, seriously, because I love y'all's show and I didn't want to sound mean, but yesterday was the worst show I've heard y'all do in years. I mean,
wow, man.
Wow.
I just wanted to say, like, I'm serious. If somebody had never ever heard of the show before and yesterday was their first day, then they'd pretty much wouldn't tune in after that at all.
Damn.
You know, and we were aware. I said at the end of yesterday's show and in the promos, like, tomorrow's show will definitely be better than today. But it wasn't all that bad.
I mean, it was. It was. The vibe was weird immediately, almost immediately. I was even, like, driving to work, and then I was at work. I was still living, and I was like, man, what are they going through today? Because I mean, another thing, the second y'all announced Adam Copeland, pretty much that he wasn't going to come into the studio anymore, everything changed. Everything.
I mean, we were fine after that, but initially.
No, y'all weren't. No, y'all weren't. It pretty much sounded like, I don't know, Mattman sounded like he got dumped in the parking lot.
Oh, God.
All right, now.
And look, I'll be honest. I don't even care about interviews like that. I actually think it's funnier when y'all just, like, riff and
Oh, I agree with that.
Say the S word.
Who taught you that, son?
Probably, you must be a student of Rob Inario.
I was saying.
You know, that's proof right there that the S word needs to be said. Everyone says it.
Really?
Everyone says it. The only time I ever heard my mother ever say a bad word, ever, was when my daddy drove over her toe.
Oh, well.
With a buggy.
I'll give her a pass.
And she was wearing flip-flops.
Ow.
And she dropped a big old S word in the store called Nichols. It was a discount store over there where Big Lots was. I don't know what they're building there now. across from the Shriners.
Yeah.
And she swore the rest of her life she never said it. She did. When your mom cusses, those things stand out.
I think that hurt.
Don't forget it.
Now,
this
give her
guy
a pass.
Who's sitting here saying...
Unless she does it a lot, then you forget some of them.
That our that it was really bad yesterday. Now it makes it worse by cussing.
Yeah, I would, you know, let us say it. I would name my second born that word.
I agree with him, too, though. That, like,
little?
Interviews, I mean, if they're in studio, yes. By phone...
It's just not, it's not the same, especially when you could have had the other.
It gives me, you know what it does? It gives me, like, COVID PTSD.
Yeah, you don't even try to bring him back.
If he can keep his mouth
yeah,
clean.
I want to hear this. Right.
Travis, you trying to start drama and get us in trouble this morning?
No, no, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just saying the audience could tell that you guys were, like, thrown off, and it just sounded like three dudes trying to recover from getting stood up. And there was a point even around, I think it was like 7:30, where y'all sounded like y'all were having like a silent meeting on air. Like,
what do you mean?
Like nobody said it out loud, but everybody was thinking, like, all right, everybody save this, you know. It was one of those things where and then somehow the show pretty much takes a hard left turn into, like, youth baseball politics for an hour, and you guys, who cares? Who cares?
Damn, Travis.
True.
No, damn. Seriously. Look, I love you guys. I don't know. I hate it for the guy. Don't get me wrong. What am I supposed to do, you know, about the kids' baseball team not making the playoffs? Like, what do you want me to do? You know what I mean?
Right, right. Wow. But I appreciated the fact that he wanted to come on here and, you know.
He was very passionate. So.
But you're saying, like, what was he asking you, the listener, to do to help out his child? Right.
Exactly. Like, what are we going to do? Like, protest on his behalf? Like, call the governor? I mean, it just keeps going. You know, there was no point. And then I checked the clock during the baseball call, and when I checked again, somehow only 2 minutes had passed. Like, I'm trying to analyze everything, yeah. And I'm trying to drink coffee before work, and then suddenly I'm hearing about ineligible players, committee rulings.
It got very detailed. It really did.
It did. Honestly, it sounded like a Senate hearing for a little league baseball.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Okay. You know what? I will say this though. I will say this.
Yeah.
It did get funny when he started naming people.
It got
awkward. I'm sorry.
It became a headache too.
Yeah. Yeah, because at first he sounded emotional and serious,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's calling out assistant coaches, league officials, parents.
See, I'm like, oh, you're laughing. Okay, it was funny, though.
This man came back with documents.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And the craziest part, was y'all let him go so long that eventually I got invested.
See? Look at that. Worked out, Travis.
There you go. See, you did like it.
Well, yeah, well, don't try to spin zones on this. I mean, at first I did care about, you know, the 30 minutes later, I'm like, okay, hold on. So who approved of this?
Right, with the roster change, like which coach? Agreed. Yeah.
But you know what? You guys did hit us good with the poop story from Mexico. Like, good?
That was real.
Lord.
Yeah, real story. They're shooting it up.
No. I know it was real.
Oh, yeah.
But that didn't make it any better. That was just straight up. Sick.
Paige,
I was gagging on my seat. I was like, what is this?
Paige often will choose one doo-doo story per show to do. It happens.
No, and you know what? It just so happened to be that I was eating pretty much a sausage biscuit at that moment, and I was like, okay, this is like crazy, you know? Like, 8 in the morning, hearing about people swimming through human chili.
Hey, wait. Hang on a second. Human chili.
It's just so bad.
It's insane.
Yeah, so pretty much yesterday's show sounded like y'all lost a bit and had to do every topic nobody wanted. And then you guys started to pretty much overcompensate trying to get the energy back.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, every break sounded like, all right, here we go, everybody, big energy.
Yeah, but we were self-aware, though. I mean, that's part of it. It's real life. We did say that.
Can't really
for sure.
Say it away.
There was a little bit of panic from time to time. I think.
I mean, maybe a little, but was. Like not there totally. Was. Like a
yeah. You know.
I mean, at one point, I thought you guys were broadcasting from inside an argument.
Friggin' no, that's pretty funny right there. That's like Inception. Yeah.
And look, I always listen, but yesterday was the first time in a long time I listened to the entire show live from literally start to finish because I couldn't turn it off.
Well, it's kind of like a car wreck, I guess, at some points, right?
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean that's what we try to go with.
Yeah,
it started sour and somehow just kept going. And every time I thought, all right, they're back on track now, something else, you know, something else. And usually, even if a segment misses, like, Best Damn Audio saves the show, you know. But
love
yesterday,
Best Damn Audio.
I like how you say that, too.
Even felt say. That rhythm, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was solid, the Best Damn
that's
Audio.
Good.
It wasn't the best.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It well... Just, I don't know. It just sounded like everybody was emotionally exhausted by then, you know, like people stepping on each other, weird pauses, like the delayed stuff. I mean, it felt like y'all were trying to get the chemistry back all morning.
Yeah, and that's probably true. It's actually
but
very
weirdly,
true.
That's why I stayed listening, because it felt real. Like, it felt like hanging out with your friends. I mean, most radio shows would fake it and prevent everything, like, pretty much pretend everything's perfect, and you guys just sounded like real dudes having a genuinely off day.
See, that's yeah. That's the beauty of it, though. Sometimes not good, but sometimes
we basically sucked. But I mean, we like powered through it. You know, made the best.
Yeah,
of it.
Exactly. Yeah. You guys sucked so much that it was funny.
Okay. I usually do.
Yes.
Like historic levels. Yeah, it was believable. It was just so much fun.
Thank you.
I'm glad I sound like a dude.
On the day that we announced the huge ratings we had, and the day that we announced we got the nomination for the I call it stupid award. you say it's the worst. So was it the? Do you think it's the worst one ever? As long as you've been listening.
I mean, you know what? If that's the worst show you guys have done in years, then you guys are pretty much entertaining and doing things right. You know, like, you guys have a great time. And that's what makes you guys you. And that's why I listen to you guys. And that's why everybody, I'm sure, listens to you. And I just,
I appreciate that.
That's right. I will try to give you some more audio segments, too.
I'd give you a hug if I could.
Yes, please, please.
Oh, you've seen those Hooters. You know.
God, if Paige gave you a hug, you need 3 minutes by yourself to recover.
You would.
I'm not that off.
No. Well, Travis, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate the honesty.
I can't take much more of you.
I appreciate the honesty from the listeners, just like we try to give it back to them, you know? Thank you, Travis.
You're awesome. Yeah.
Have a good morning. Look, that's a good text. Most radio shows wouldn't have taken that call right there. Because you can't, like, act. It's like if you were a quarterback and you've been playing an awful game and it's halftime and the reporter's like, hey, so what's going on out there? And if you're like, well, you know, I thought we were playing good. You got to own it and say, God, something was off. And for people that are texting, they don't ever hear stuff like this on a podcast. That's because those are taped.
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm looking at my cell phone camera right now. I'm looking at the smile on my face. And I look at the guy in the middle of the screen right now. What's up, Adam Copeland?
How's it going, guys?
Ah, look, it's working. You don't understand, Adam.
You don't.
I love when an interview starts with, it's working.
God, the stuff we go through, we spent, what, an hour to make sure this was set up right yesterday?
Yeah, we were here at almost 11 yesterday, Adam. It's crazy.
And that is all my fault. So I apologize for not being in studio, guys. I've been hitting the head a lot, so I tend to screw up calendars, apparently.
Yeah.
Because my wife Beth, she was like, "No, we're in New York, dumbass. You're not going into the studio. You're taking us to New York." So.
Oh Lord.
I knew there was a good reason, and I was so mad. And I'm like,
don't
you know
listen
what?
Listen to him. He was talking so much trash earlier. He was like, "Man, this has put me in a bad mood."
God, I was so mad, Cope.
And he brought.
Here's the thing. Then you got to take it up with my daughters. So good luck.
Yeah.
No.
That is true.
No, I've seen. Look. You're you know who I feel for already in the future, Adam Copeland, for the future partners of those daughters, both you and with Beth.
So it's worse if it's Beth. I mean, she can a Volkswagen. So I can only squat like maybe a Chevy Sprint, but she can take a Volkswagen station wagon made of steel from the 1980s, they were driving in Family Vacation. She can squat that. But you know what I'm going to do? I already got it planned. So we have a gym in the garage. So I'm going to open the three bays. Uh-huh. And when the kid comes up, I'm going to be mid-workout. Just doing all arms, nothing else.
You should. I mean, and that's going to put that message, and Beth should be out there with you as well. It's like, oh, what's up? You're here to take our daughter out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think you start with me, and then Beth rounds the corner, you know, fully pumped from, like, squatting like a forklift.
Yeah.
Now it could backfire. The kid could be such a mark like us. He's slapping the leg already when he comes up to the driveway.
Slapping the leg. Super kick. And I'm like, what the?
Yeah, no kidding. So let's start with this. First off, Asheville, North Carolina. That's where you call home now. You've traveled all over the world, originally from Canada. This is what I ask people that moved to this area. First off, I think now that you're part of the culture here in the South, we can officially tell everyone that we're full, that we shouldn't keep talking about how great the area is.
No mas.
But like, what literally brought you to Asheville, North Carolina, and decided to raise a family there and call it home?
Well, you know, it's one of the massive luxuries with this job is you hit every city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen it all. And for me, it was always kind of dog-earing certain towns and going, okay, I could see myself here. This feels pretty cool. I just got to check it out on my own time when I'm not like rushing here, there, and everywhere kind of thing, right? So it was Seattle, Portland, and Asheville were kind of the three cities that, you know, I've always loved the Pacific Northwest, but Asheville kind of felt like that, but on the East Coast, and my family's still all in Canada, and Beth's at that point was all in upstate New York, so we thought, okay, at least we're still on the Eastern Seaboard. All her family moved down, so everybody's down now.
Really?
And it's great. We love it. You know, it's we love the mountains. We love the people. We love the weather. Our girls love it. You know, it's just, it's a great place to raise kids.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. You know, and I mean, there's traffic now, which kind of sucks, but.
Really, like there was a mass exodus down to the South. I mean, really, like we have traffic like hell now. It's crazy.
No, they built more village for sure. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I know. It's nuts to see the growth. Even since we've been there, because you know we went there in 2009, so we've been there a little bit. But to see how much it's grown, and I will say, just in our area, seeing all the trees being knocked down and everything being built, it's like, oh, it's part of why I bought up here,
right?
You know, but
well, then you had Helene a couple of years ago too. I mean, that was god awful for that area. It really was.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting too. And interesting is not the right word. It's horrible, I guess, but. You don't think of the fallout like 6-8 a year later, right? Where, oh, now we have to worry about wildfires because of all the kindling that is now lying around that was blown down. You guys know, you know, just a tough time for the area. But what it was too, though, is it really highlighted the type of people that make up the fabric of the place.
Yeah.
Which was pretty amazing to see how everybody kind of rallied, and anybody who had a pickup truck was out doing something with it, you know?
For sure, yeah. We're speaking with Adam Copeland today. Let me ask you this.
I almost messed up earlier.
I know.
I called him the wrong name off air.
So. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
I
got it out of my system.
Man, I still do it.
I mean, it comes up. Plus, it also, like, for folks that, you know, we were talking about this off the air, how – you know, with the Attitude Era in that time of wrestling, like everybody, whether it's Saturday Night's Main Event or Mania or something, you know, The Rock on SNL, like it permeated into that mainstream, so people were aware. So if someone saw you on the street and said, "What's up, Edge?" Like you're going to say, "You know what? They've followed me for a long time. Yeah. They remember me."
Absolutely. You know, and I always say, like, when people get up in arms about, like, being recognized or people approaching them, I'm like, okay, would you rather they not?
Amen. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That means you're probably not doing your job too well.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I understand that my mug has been on your TV screens for 30 years.
Yeah.
So with it comes stuff. Yeah. And that's cool. Yeah. Like, I also think, you know, when you play a character for so long, you become that character for a lot of people. Like, if you see Michael Richards, I doubt you're saying, "Michael Richards, how are you?" You're probably going to Kramer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a great example. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it is different because you wouldn't go up to Johnny Depp and go, Mr. Scissorhands. Oh my God. You know, so
plus you're not just getting recognized from wrestling either, like your other projects as well, like other.
Well,
acting.
So that's what's been fascinating these last few years is I started having little girls come up to me again, which at first kind of freaked me out because I'm like, whoa, wait, what the heck's going on? Like, they're not watching wrestling, are they?
Right.
You'd be surprised though. A lot of little girls love wrestling. Oh, I love that. Because there's so many great female, role models to look up to now. But anyway, I digress. So what the heck was I talking about?
We were talking about being called Edge still and you and movies and TV and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So when the little girls started coming up, I went, oh man. And it was like, oh, they're not coming up to say Adam Copeland or Edge. It was like, are you Aries? I went, oh man. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm on a Disney show now. I guess I better get used to this.
Yeah.
And that's been so much fun too, is just other people like appreciating something else I did is always nice too. You know, like we were walking down the street the other night and the dude looks at me, he goes, Vikings. I went, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
A big old beard and nose prosthetic. And
Yeah.
God, you were perfect for that. You had to look for that one. Like,
more than anything, it's just been fun. It's just been a blast. And a part of that is hearing like people come up. I will never get tired of someone coming up to me and saying, you made my childhood really fun.
Right.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Well, you did that for my like early 20s and into my 30s and currently still. Like one of the things, and we'll tell you this now, and eventually we will get you in studio. I feel matter of fact, do you know what's crazy is when for all these years that we've known that you lived in Nashville, we would play, we'd come back what we call a rejoin, where we'd come out of a commercial break playing a song, and we'd play Metalingus because we're like, dude, what if
he just hears it.
Is out driving, flips over, and hears it and says, wait, I got to go on those guys' show and be on there. So we're thrilled to have you. Here's the funny thing is when you came in this morning, had you come in, we were going to be dressed as the Brood.
I swear.
We were going to have on... imagine us. Yes, we were going to have the fangs in, and we were going to be fanging and banging.
We were looking for fangs for most of the week.
We were looking for fangs.
So I tell you what, now you have to do it when I come in studio.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to.
Now, like, you just got to do it.
Yeah, we were going to get dry ice and everything.
The fog machine.
The fog machine. We were going to do it up.
And now we got build up.
Okay, so it's something to look forward to.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.